I'm having to mention the C word again, census, because there's a little battle going on in relation to one particular question that will be asked of you during the census. It's about your religion and so on. So there's a bit of a one of those, back in the old days, like a chain letter, I suppose, but these days it's just sort of this email bomb that's going out there trying to get people. Well, so you've got this question in relation to your religion, and one of the answers you can give is no religion. And there's this email trail that's gone out there trying to convince people not to tick no religion. And the reason they don't want you to tick no religion, they say, is because that'll let the door wide open to Muslim people, who will, of course, be ticking Muslim. And suddenly the Muslim population will be registered in a much bigger way in Australia. It's a strange argument, but let's get to the bottom of why. Brian Morris, the director of Plain Reason, author of Sacred to Secular, is dead against this email that's going out there, and he's got plenty to say on it. G'day, Brian.
G'day, Gary. Good to be with you, mate.
All right. So what have you had a look yet? What are your options? You can pick Christian, Muslim, any other religions?
Well, there's a whole lot of things, Gary. This one question straight away is fairly historic anyway, because it's the first time ever that the no religion option has come to the top of the paper of question 19, which is religious affiliation. And the question is, what is the person's religion? From a journalistic point, which is my background, we look at it and say, well, it's a fairly loaded question to start with. It immediately assumes everybody has one.
Yep. But so what was the options in the last census? Do you know whether you could say no religion?
In the last census, 2011, Gary, it was buried right at the bottom of the options under that little box where people could fill in other, and they'd put down Jedi or Santa Claus or Spaghetti Monster, right? And under that was no religion. So it was hardly surprising that the no religion vote was 22.3%, which was still fairly strong when you consider it was a biased position to be in. What the Australian Bureau of Statistics has done is to bring Australia into line with pretty much all Western countries with their census, where the first option is no religion, just like most of the other questions in the census. It's really sort of yes or no. If it's no, then move on. Mm-hmm. So they've brought the no religion to the top, but then, of course, under that is a list of seven or eight different Christian and other religions, and then there's still the box at the bottom, so people can fill in whatever they like. And so our position is with this whole thing is that our thrust is very much in terms of honesty and integrity. I mean, we want this census to be filled out honestly, because the government does rely on all the information in the census for a whole range of different government services, housing, schooling, transport, who they give money and grants to, and all the rest. So it's important that the integrity of the census is kept, particularly also this religious question, answer it honestly. And what these emails are doing is really trying to distort the whole process.
They're trying to scare people into not ticking no religion.
They are. They're just saying it doesn't matter what you really believe, just tick Christian, otherwise we're going to be overrun. What these people don't understand is that at the last census, Gary, the Muslim population in Australia was 2.2%.
Yep.
2.2. I mean, it's unlikely it would rise beyond 2.5% in this particular census. So it's quite absurd, really, to say that, we're about to be overrun with Sharia law and mosques in every suburb. I mean, it's a nonsense.
That's the fear campaign they've put out there in these emails that are arriving everywhere. But their real reason for doing this is because the last thing they want is a big population number saying no religion. They're just using the Muslims as a sort of a fear factor to try and get people not to tick no religion, but they're really just scared of, census coming out with figures and the ABS coming out with figures that might show that, 80% of Australians tick no religion.
Well, I'm not sure whether that's really a problem for some of the racist groups that are backing this particular email, but there's a second string to this bow, Gary, because it's unfortunate that there are some Christian organisations that are really jumping on this bandwagon. And I'm not suggesting that they're championing the racist sort of slur, but there's a lot of groups like the Australian Christian Lobby and a number of different churches. For the point that you say, they really don't want to lose at the last census was the total Christian vote was 61% when you combined all the different Christian denominations, 61%, which gave them an incredible amount of prestige and influence and a lot of power in terms of the funding and grant situation. So what the churches are really concerned about is if that Christian vote drops dramatically from 61%, because the no religion vote is rising up,
yep,
then they feel that they're losing out on this incredible gravy train that they've had for the last 100 years, you know, since Federation.
Yeah, all right. Well, then the flip side, though, is, say, the Atheist Foundation of Australia. They're campaigning. They're saying that if you were born and into a sort of a Christian household, but you don't practice religion anymore... Sorry, they want people to mark no religion, even if they were born into a Christian house and sort of raised as a Christian. They're saying doesn't mean you are for the rest of your life, so make sure you mark no religion. I mean, isn't it just up to people what they do?
Exactly. I've been through their website with a fine tooth comb, and any reasonable person, you know, reading all that information would say, I've heard some of the interviews by the president of the AFA that's saying, look, whatever your religion is, put it down if it's genuine. And really, that's very much our position as well. If you genuinely follow any particular religion, it's important that, again, back to this honesty and integrity, mark what you will.
But you would encourage people who might have been born, you know, and raised Anglican, who no longer really get to church and no longer sort of, you know, follow the Bible or anything, you would argue that they should tick no religion.
Well, exactly right. I mean, for that very reason, that I think it's important that when you come to a whole range of different things, including funding, that some of that distribution should be equalised. I think there's a lot of Christian organisations that agree anyway that 61% is grossly inflated, simply because that very point that you make, that the general term is cultural Christians, people that may have been brought up in an Anglican or Catholic household, but since the age of sort of 7 or 8, they've stopped going to Sunday school. For the last 20, 30 years, they've really had no interest in religion. But the way it was before, and because it was a census, people think, I've got to be, you know, truthful about this, they didn't see the no religion option. All they saw was the first Christian boxes, Anglican, Catholic, and Uniting Church and what have you.
And
so they
one.
Automatically tick one of those boxes. We know that a good 25, 30% of people from that 2011 survey this time round will probably be marking no religion.
All right, well, we'll wait and see what the ABS comes up with at the back of this census, which has had all sorts of other issues around it, not just this one, just quietly. So
they have, but I think everyone should get over that and regard this as a very important document and to approach it with honesty and integrity.
All right, Brian, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Gary.
The director of Plain Reason there is the author of Sacred to Secular.